Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, we were instructed the term evil speaking is actually translated from a word that also translates as blasphemy. Both are an abomination to God. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I used the illustration earlier, the three dogs, you know, Fido and Fifi and Mimi, but being something that you really aren't. Pretending that, trying to project that you're this when you're really not so much more than anybody else. And so again, you see, it begins to grow out of that. And so, you feel like you're owed something, then you begin to see bitterness beginning to grow. Evil speaking also is from a Greek word that is more often translated, ready for this, blasphemy. You say blasphemy. Well, that's terrible. Well, isn't it interesting? The term evil speaking is translated from a Greek word that is often defined with blasphemy in the Bible, translated blasphemy, blasphemous. And so, understand then that you think about that. Evil speaking is an abomination, and that is why Proverbs 6 talks about sowing discord being an abomination. And the word for an abomination in Hebrew in Proverbs chapter 6 is the same root word used when God speaks of homosexuality in Deuteronomy, when he calls it an abomination. So, evil speaking of another, sowing discord, is really as abominable to God as homosexuality. Think of that. The danger of it is seen in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19 again. Again, so I mentioned sowing discord, the idea of speaking against another, blasphemy of another. Okay, that's what it is. It's a blasphemy of another. It's speaking evil of them. It's false accusation. And therefore, it is an abomination to God. Now, particularly, it pertains to brethren. Now, the same word, Hebrew word for abomination is used in several places in dealing with our relationships that we have. You really need to consider these things before you just really go off like a loose cannon. This is where Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 really helps all of us to overcome these sins in the individual life. There he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. Wow. He's building up. So you better get ready. Okay, now, whatsoever things are what? Just. Whatsoever things are pure. Can we say that evil speaking, gossip, slander, accusation, can we say that is pure? He goes on to say, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You see, where we get in trouble, my friends out there now, I'm going from the letter for a moment here, where we get in trouble is that our mind doesn't think right. And one of the ways it keeps you from these sins of Ephesians 4, 30 and 31, is don't allow your mind to dwell in there. Meditate in the Word of God. That's what the psalmist tells in the 119th Psalm. We meditate in His Word. If we hide His Word in His heart, we would not sin against God. When the Word of God is the meditation of our heart night and day, it has a benefit. It keeps us from sin. So again, yeah, that can be applied in several different ways. Now, here when we look at it with the word malice, it has the idea of an evil habit of the mind. That's where I use Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. We can see in the world that this verse, speaking of bitterness, has the idea of a state of your spirit and mind that holds you to a spirit of anger, hate, and just out and out inward sickness. Now you say sickness. Now sin is not a sickness, but it can really cause sickness. Just like some were sickly in Corinth because of the way and manner in which they were taking the Lord's Supper. And by the way, you got these things in your heart and taking the Lord's Supper, you're dealing with some problems there. One little thing that I have preached and counseled to people that were having problems with others. If I say good about your friend, and you know all these bad things about them, and you cannot stand it, and you're, I mean, they're your enemy, really, not your friend, and you get upset, just a mention of their name in a good way. Now, let me just use a illustration off the top of my head here. And this is for our listeners. Let's just say the guy's name is Elmer. Elmer is, he's a liar. He's has multiple relationships with other women against his wife, and his wife doesn't know it. He's a dad who doesn't really seek to lead his children in the ways of righteousness, and just some other things we could say like that. And somebody says something good about Elmer, and it ruins your day. Just to hear something good, somebody say something good about Elmer, then what I'm telling you is that if that's the case, then you are Elmer's slave. If the mention of their name in a good way can ruin your day, you are their slave, no matter what the name is. I just selected a name there to pertain to this, but I'm just saying whatever the person's name is doesn't matter. It's just when they're mentioned in a good way, if it ruins your day, it makes you angry, it gets you upset on the inside, you're their slave. Look, people come and say some bad things about other people that I don't even know. And it won't do a thing to me. And yet what they're talking about, the people they're talking about, could be much worse than the person that makes you angry when anything good is said about them. Okay? You're their slave. And really, we should be, as the Apostle Paul, the bond slave of one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now again, looking at wrath, which speaks of emotion or passionate emotion of the mind with a temporal blow-up of words. Of course, words often do great injury. Anger differs from wrath. There's not necessarily an outburst toward a person, rather a hate of the mind. Clamor seems to be in its usage. Here, it has the idea of a selfish attitude that feels deprived of certain rights. is if they were owed it. And therefore, you can see bitterness is fed. Speaking is from a Greek word that is more often translated blasphemy as well. So, when you're seeing these things, the anger is really a bad thing in your life. So, having looked at these verses and seeing what they say, where are we coming to? You say, Pastor, you've answered this lady's thing and the troubles that she may be having in a Christian ministry. And so what I want to know is, you've described some verses and you've some words a few times, and I did that purposely to drive it home, okay? And so let me read those last two verses to you. Last three verses, really, 30, 31, 32. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That day we're caught home to be with the Lord. You know, in Romans 8, chapter 23, it also talks about the redemption of our body. Okay. There, when you look at Romans 8, 23, it is something different than what you would expect, okay? Because you've heard so many other definitions go toward it that are just simply wrong, okay? If I can put it that way. No, I will put it that way because that's the truth. It's not, if I can, I can, and I'll put it that way. So in Romans 8:23, you see a verse that many have twisted for false doctrine. It says there, and not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. Now, there are groups that have made adoption a completely different thing than what it says there. When the Bible tells us something means something, then that's what it means. The adoption there in Romans 8:23 is speaking of the rapture, the redemption of the body, our resurrection. And so, again, when you're looking here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 30 and 31, okay, now we've been looking at it, and that's what this whole question is about, but it's to bring you to a conclusion here. All these definitions to bring you to a conclusion. That's why I just define various words here for you. And so, again, looking at verse 30 of Ephesians chapter 4, please don't miss this, okay? Don't miss this at all. I need you to see this closely because this is destroying churches. This is destroying families. This is destroying people all across the place. Now I'm talking to the listener today. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption, the rapture. Therefore, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.